Bill Roth joining us as he does each and every Tuesday, getting ready to board a plane, taking a little R&R. In a few short weeks, he's going to be boarding a plane to El Paso, Texas, as the Hokies, they found out Sunday, they're going to play UCLA in the Sun Bowl. And Mr. Roth, I know you are an accomplished broadcaster. You have been many places, but even this will be a first for you.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting trip. We've played in the West before, but never in El Paso, Texas. I think this game is going to be really interesting. It may play better nationally than locally. I think a lot of our fans are hoping for a Georgia or Florida bowl game because it's drivable and it's certainly more cost-efficient, particularly if you've got kids. But I'm excited about it for our team and our players because it'll be a unique cultural experience. And for the program, whenever you can play a national name brand opponent like a UCLA, that makes for an intriguing game nationally.
Well put. I said this yesterday. It's one of those games where it's tough to get to, but on television, it comes off as a great watch. This comes off as one of those bowl games that I actually do want to watch.
I don't think there's any place in the country where you say, boy, it sure is easy to get to El Paso from here. I think that's the way the Sun Bowl is designed. It is a television event, and it's not convenient for UCLA either. But I think it'll be really neat because it's teams that have never played, and it's a Pac-12 team. We don't play any West Coast teams other than bowl games. We played SC that one game to open the 2004 season in the kickoff classic up at FedEx Field. But it's a unique opponent. It's someone that, other than a bowl game, it's very unlikely that Virginia Tech is going to play UCLA. They don't come to the East Coast often for any regular season games. So I'm excited about it.
And, you know, honestly, unlike last year, Rutgers, Orlando, at the end of that season, it was kind of like, all right, get done and over with. This year, you know, it actually feels like an opportunity to end the season on a high note.
I agree. I think last year it was interesting. You know, Rutgers was a team that the Hokies had played so many times in the East play. They had won 11 in a row, and usually Rutgers was the homecoming opponent, and the Hokies probably averaged over 50 points per game, and they were usually lopsided games, and it didn't seem like a real reward for our team. Now, that team, as you know, was only 6-6, so that was a pretty good bowl game for a 6-6 team. But I don't think our fans were that interested in it, to be quite honest, and I think even though Virginia Tech won the game and it was an exciting overtime game, I don't know that there was much of a bump coming out of that. Whereas I think you're exactly right. If the Hokies beat UCLA, get the 9 wins, I think there will be a big bump coming out of this game going into spring ball.
And a friendly reminder, you'll be able to listen to Bill Roth and Mike Burnett from El Paso, Texas, New Year's Eve Day. That is 2 weeks from today. 2 weeks from today? Yeah, 2 weeks from today, right here on Sports Radio 910. Now, the teams in finals, when are they going to go to work, and when are they going to actually depart for El Paso, Texas?
Well, they're going to go down on the 26th, and it's 3 weeks from today, right?
Three weeks. I'm sorry. There you go.
Yeah, don't. Yeah. that would be crazy. You know, the guys have worked. They've been practicing now. They took a week off last week, and they'll get another week off. But the coaches have been recruiting. It's been a really, really busy time for the staff. It's one of the busiest times of the year, this final recruiting push. But now they'll be able to, and they've already done this. They've traded all the tape with UCLA, so we'll get to see what they're all about and vice versa, and then they'll get their game plan in, and they'll fly out there on the 26th, and they'll have a regular practice week.
We'll spend some time next week on and talk about this matchup, the head-to-head. While it's an exciting matchup, the one shame of it is you see Trey Edmonds get cranked up against UVA.
Oh, man, yeah.
And then, you know, right where you're finally starting to think, oh, this is what we've been waiting for, we're finally seeing it, and then to see him go down and to see the significance of that injury.
Exactly. You know, UCLA, they play at 3-4. The Hokies haven't had a lot of luck this year against 3-4 teams in terms of running the football, and now Edmonds is out. So that's going to turn the attention to Coleman. He'll likely get the start, and Mangus, I guess, goes back there. It's going to come down to Logan Thomas making plays with his feet and his arm offensively. And you feel so bad for Trey because he's going to miss spring ball, too. This is a tough injury, this broken leg. And as you mentioned, he played great at Miami. He played great up at UVA. I thought the Virginia game might have been his best game. And so to lose him for the bowl game really hurts.
Bill, how about this game as part of the big picture? You know, you and I have sat in here, have many conversations about the ACC and what it needs to do to change its image. Yes, you get 35 bowl games and 11 ACC teams are going. But some of these matchups, like Virginia Tech and UCLA, and, of course, Clemson being in a BCS game, Florida State being in the national championship game, going into the new world of college football in 2014, this league had to change its image. It really was important for this year. Looking at the big picture, looking at how it's all set up for the end of the year, how do you think the conference looks right now?
I think they took care of things starting at the end of last year. Florida State won its BCS game. Clemson beat LSU in its bowl game. I think the league did well, and it put two teams in the BCS again this year. It'd be great if Clemson and Florida State can both win. I think having the national champion would really help. And Auburn's going to be tough to beat, but I think, what is it, 5 of the 11 ACC teams are playing ranked teams in bowl games. It'll be another opportunity for the league to get some non-conference wins. And I think the key games, though, without question, are Florida State and Clemson. If those two teams can win, that'll go a long way for our league.
And also, it looks like it'll have a easy decided spotlight moment on Saturday night when has Jameis Winston collect the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, I think I don't. Do you vote? I don't get a vote.
Obviously. I do not get a vote.
I'm aligned to the team, but I think he will win, and I think that what he's done this year is really great for FSU, and it's good for the ACC, obviously, too.
Bill Roth joining us in the Cowan Gates Roth Report. Before I let you go, well, we do have 3 weeks until the bowl game. We will see you here in town next week for the Governor's Classic.
Really excited about it. I had a long talk actually this morning with JJ about the scheduling. And each coach, whether he's at Virginia Tech or at UVA, has a different philosophy on scheduling. And every coach, regardless of where he is at any level, schedules for success. And over the years, the Hokies didn't play VMI, they didn't play Radford, and they didn't play West Virginia, and they haven't played any of the in-state schools other than Virginia, which is a conference game. And JJ has no problem with playing VMI and Radford. We've already played them this year. West Virginia's back on the schedule. And so I asked him today, I said, it's been over a decade since Tech's played a basketball game in Richmond. I think that's too long. And he agreed with me. And whether it's VCU or whether it's U of R or even William & Mary, I think it's important that Virginia Tech plays basketball games in Richmond or a non-conference game against a name opponent, a Kentucky or someone like that in Richmond. I think it would be important, and he agreed with me. Now, the finances of it are the key, and that's why you don't see it anymore. Tech isn't selling out Castle there's not 10,000 people at every game, but the tickets are sold. So if you play a road game outside of anywhere, you're losing money. You're giving up a lot of money to play a road game. So it doesn't make sense even to play home and home if you can just play by games, because you're going to end up making more money. But I think, of course, I'm not the bean counter. I'm not the accountant. I still think it's important for Virginia Tech to play a basketball game in Richmond more than once every 10 years. And I think JJ agrees with that. Now, whether it's every year, I don't know how he'll play it. I don't know how he'll handle that. But I'm excited about it. We haven't played there since we were in the Atlantic 10.
It's been that long?
Yeah.
I did not realize that. Well,
and I obviously there's not a football facility to play, but I think, you know, men's basketball is a sport where there's great teams in Richmond. There's good facilities down there. I think there's a chance for our alums to see us play. So I think it makes sense to play. Again, each coach has his own philosophy, and there's good basketball teams in Richmond. You're not going to win them all. You may not win half of them, but I do think it's an important city for Virginia Tech basketball to have an appearance every now and then.
And that'll be coming up a week from Saturday at the Richmond Coliseum. If you want some ticket information, we've got it up for you on sportsradio910.com. My man, we will talk next week, and I will see you next week. Have a safe trip.
Sounds great. Thanks, Wes.
That's Bill Roth in the Cowan Gates Roth Report each and every Tuesday on the show.